So, really boring life.
Okay, here we go.
It is September 2nd, and we are starting our shack meeting. Our routine business, call to order, is to discuss the school wellness policy assessment. And we will get started on that now. And everybody has a copy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have it here on, I can go through and click, I can fill it in digitally for you, which would look better when you upload it. Okay, and like I said, at the top, you see the federal requirements, farm to school, not sure about that. Do you know what CSPAP is at the top?
I do not.
Okay, let's skip down to NE3.
Physical activity program is the CSPAP.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Physical activity program.
Comprehensive okay. School physical activity program.
Well, okay, on my little scorecard, the section one is all nutrition education. It's NE1 through NE8. So we'll answer those. Of course, that is the first part of it. But that would be more at a campus level. And then we'll go down to section 4. Okay, on section 1, NE1. And includes goals for nutrition education that are designed to promote student wellness. Either we have no goals for nutrition education. Any of the following, nutrition goal is implied. We do have a policy on nutrition goal, so I know that for sure. So would y'all say a 1 or a 2? Like, example for 1, the district's committed to nutrition. We have our goals in our policy, which we do have. And then number 2, though, is an example, nutrition lessons are integrated into the curriculum and the health education program. Here, you want to pass? You want to come get this? Do any of the campuses have nutrition lessons that are integrated into your curriculum or your health education program? I know we're a 1.
I know we're a 1. I don't think 2.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I would say a 1.
Yeah, when it's part of the PE TEKS, there's mm-hmm. part of that physical education TEKS that covers a certain amount of that.
What does she do? I mean, does she cover nutrition in her PE class?
Yes.
She does too.
Especially when I'm trying to think. All I have in my mind is Wellness Wednesday, but that's not what it's called because that's where we use. Where she would go through eating healthy, you know, like calorie counts and things like that. It's not as in detail, but it's kind of vague.
She is using it,
yes.
Though.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. I mean, so we're kind of 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I bet he does the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the TEK. It's just can be done. So.
Okay. So it looks like our elementaries, we're going to go to 2 on that. There you go. NE2, nutrition education teaches skills that are behavior focused, interactive, and or participatory. No, we do it. Number 1, nutrition education. Example, I'm just going to go to the examples. All students should have necessary skills to make nutritious food choices. I'm just going to let y'all read through it and then let me know what you think so I don't have to. You don't need me to read to you. B. based off what I have read, is it would be a one.
I mean, I thought it would be probably a one.
And why don't think we go into food labels and not at that level.
The bacon strudel will tell you when it's out of date. Well,
that's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Any three. All elementary students receive sequential and comprehensive nutrition education. I'll let y'all read through that.
I think that kind of goes with that first one we talked about, like the PE, the fatigues.
Well, that doesn't make sense. It says elementary school students, and then two, for example, says K through 12.
K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One? Well, we do it, but I don't know that we do it more than 12.
Yeah.
All middle school students receive sequential and comprehensive nutrition education.
I'm going to say zero.
Okay.
Because it's not a comprehensive nutrition education.
Well, and you don't have health at middle school anymore, do you? It's not required. Now, when we did have health, they went over that. And our high school doesn't even have health anymore. Because TEA doesn't require it. Now, at high school level, though, I think it would be a one. Because some students are in
health science.
Health science, they're in, even ag covers that, and the food.
Do they do it in the training program with Doc and Vanessa?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say definitely the health science, because Jackson's in that one, and they're talking about.
And then the food service part, what's that called?
Culinary
arts, I know they do.
Yeah.
But I don't know that all students receive that. I'm trying to think. They all take biology.
And that's where he was talking about. They were talking about the other day. About giving you energy.
And it does talk about the meal cycle.
It's talking about
in biology.
You needed energy. What would you? Lipids versus carbs.
Your son was in there?
That.
Okay. We get a two on that one.
According to the commercial, we just give a Snickers.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I like having twos. Okay, nutrition education is integrated into other subjects beyond health education.
I'd say it's a one.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think any math classes talk about it.
Word problems.
That would be good. Yeah. I mean, you're adding calories. I mean,
it's not required.
Yeah. It might be a word problem. That's right. We're reading. It might be a passage, but we're not sure. We're not clear. Apparently, that's the word. Clear. Okay. Any seven links nutrition education with the food environment. Yeah, I wish they could use it that way, like culinary arts could use the cafeteria, the kitchen, because their room is not industry-based or...
Garden
club. Okay, any eight, farm to school, nutrition education addresses agriculture and the food system.
We tried to do a garden with a grant, but we didn't get the grant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that. I thought y'all got it for some reason.
You need to talk to me about that with Tyler.
Okay. Because Kayla was doing, trying to do it.
Yeah, talk to me with Title IV on that, because we may be able to do that.
Okay.
Cool. Let's see. We do have, like, high school has a garden. The ag does, and culinary arts.
You said probably one.
Yeah. Okay, this next one is a federal requirement. District assures compliance with the USDA nutrition standards for reimbursable school meals. Federal rule, I'm going to let you keep reading that because I don't think you're going to answer that. And I'm going to say...
We comply with the national
it's
school
two.
Lunch.
It's a two. Okay, she says it's a two, and she would know. SM2 addresses access to the USDA school breakfast program.
I think that'd be two.
It's two.
I'm trying to, you have to think of a best way for us to split this up. These are a lot of questions. I think the SM part is the state requirements. I mean, federal requirements for free and reduced meals and the agricultural part, so we can come, I'm going to read through and see if I see any campus stuff, and first we'll go through that, and then we can come back to the other. But this is, I do want to look at SM4. How do we address children with unpaid meal balances? How do y'all do that? Read through that and let me know. Okay. They used to give them a cheese sandwich years ago. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, keep going. Okay, let's go to the next page. SM7 addresses the amount of seat time students have to eat school meals.
Yeah, it's a two.
Okay. SM8, free drinking water is available during meals.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Yep. Two. Okay.
Two. On nine.
Oh, you're reading that one. You got it. Okay, I'm going to skip down to N. If you, let's see. Here you go. Some of those, I'm going to, if you want to go ahead and go through, I'm going to find the ones that relate to campuses.
Did you skip some earlier?
I did. SM3, which is the second page.
3, 5, 6, and 10.
Okay.
Now, let's go to NS1, and this is a federal requirement. The school day begins at midnight the night before and goes until 30 minutes after the final bell. Federal rule states that policies must contain standards and nutrition guides for that time. So read down through there. I remember doing this as a principal.
We don't sell anything. We don't have any that we're selling.
So that would be a two.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if like middle school is if they have anything different, but you don't sell anything, do you? Can if you don't?
No, we don't. No.
Yeah, that's a two. I remember as a principal it being something like the midnight, like if they had some type of fundraiser, you couldn't even start it to so many minutes after breakfast.
Right.
Yep.
And before lunch and after, yeah. I do remember all that.
It would shut down the vending machines at the middle school.
At certain times.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Open them up after school only, 30 minutes after the final bell.
Okay, NS3. Regulates food and beverage sold in a la carte. And requires all food sold meets the smart snack standards. And competitive foods are not allowed.
Correct.
Is that a two?
Okay. Yes.
NS4 regulates beverages sold in vending machines. Used to be a two. Is it still two? Those are just examples.
Yes.
We don't have any conditions.
And our vending machines are the appropriate food anyway. I mean, it's water and what's in there now, Jake?
Juice.
So whatever.
It falls within.
Okay.
And then in the snacks, it's like Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah.
Baked chips.
Okay. We don't have school stores. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
But does that count on the like high school and the coffee bar?
Oh, does middle school still have the?
In the library where they used to sell the snacks and coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if it's sold to the kids, it's got to be smart.
Yes,
snacks.
And she does. She does all of that. She
okay.
uses all of that.
Good.
Because I asked her one time what it was, and I'm like, because I think they're caffeine free. Okay, well, why don't I come buy a coffee there? I mean, I want to support you, but could you give me some caffeine? Yeah. So she said, no, we can't sell that. I forgot about the coffee bar. So that's a two. Because I approve the like her purchases, and it's always healthy snacks. She goes by all of those rules, the sugar and the caffeine and all of that. Okay, read through NS6. This is fundraising.
I think that's like the exemptions for fundraising.
That are consumed during
the
day.
The
uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it once was, were they, you know, if they were selling those candy bars,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't sell them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't sell them at lunch and all that kind of stuff. Because we actually, I think we didn't know and we were told. I think and they've gotten away from that. Like the cookie dough is completely not at school. Do anybody other have any school related fundraisers? I mean, food during the day?
No, I mean, because even if you do those sales, it's you know, the kids are taking it home and something
right.
after.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll go with a two with that one.
We don't trust ours with the candy bars.
Okay, were you in a seven?
Be a mudslide.
Two. Okay. And she got that one. NS8. Okay, NS9, class parties. Mm-hmm. The elementary.
Definitely not a two.
Because we used to have exemptions. You could have...
didn't we have to pick two or three?
There were only two. But then... did that change?
I don't know. You know, we had to tell... that was back when Tanya was here.
Yeah.
We had to tell them what...
ones, because the most...
have you heard of that?
But, I mean, we don't restrict... the class party food.
Hmm. I can look it up.
Yeah,
find out.
Because I remember that going away.
Oh, did it?
I remember at some point that. What was
okay.
it? It was.
I'm gonna put a question mark on that one.
I remember that going away.
Yeah.
About the time.
That was several.
I mean, like, I think it was
years.
Like this is like your seven or so. Or
yeah, because it was Tanya hadn't been here a long time,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only time we discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember
mm-hmm.
even talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I think we picked
before,
more Christmas and Valentine's Day or something.
Because I think before when they did like the third party, because here they did like the fall party and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, I remember them saying that it was like, had to be the smart,
yeah.
you know, approved snack. And that's how they did the third, because I think the two at that point were kind of your free, like exemption
mm-hmm.
days. But then here they did.
If we had any more than that, they had to be.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
But I think that went away a lot.
I remember that my first year as a principal at the middle school, having to set dates.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard about that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're required that we can get six exempt days.
Oh, okay.
And it's got to be within the school year and scheduled.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And I don't know, those could be on the party days.
Mm-hmm.
And I know high school and middle school, probably the intermediate doesn't have parties. But
that's what I remember. It was the six exempt days.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to turn those in or anything anymore.
I think we just have to document.
Okay, so we probably need to, when you look into that, come to the next director meeting and then talk to us, because that's when Tanya used to
gotcha.
Yeah.
Talk to us about guidelines and stuff.
I really think that went away.
Real quick. Okay, we'll look that one up. Let's keep going, because it sounds like that's changed a little bit. NS10. Well, we don't have any before or after school food.
No, and Boys and Girls Club, I mean, they follow.
Do what?
Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, they
but
follow.
We don't.
They follow.
They have snacks,
they
but
have
they follow the guidelines.
They're not under our domain.
No, they're not.
But they will tell you they follow exactly what a school is.
Okay.
Will,
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it would be a two if they go by it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's in our.
Yeah. We just don't, it doesn't really apply to us. We don't sell any.
So they say they do the smart snacks?
Mm-hmm. I'm almost 100%.
Mm-hmm. So
I feel
think
like
of
they
two.
Follow all of those.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead to 11.
So is this one like football games and stuff? Like, or is that all like those booster clubs?
Huh.
NS11.
I think that's still probably.
Yeah, it's still kind of like after school, like right after school, like
mm-hmm.
boys and girls and all.
Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, like,
well, but we don't sell any to them though, after school or before school.
Is that like concession?
I don't think so. Because it's saying like extended day.
Okay.
Or clubs.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I mean, should that be a zero? Because we don't sell anything before or after school. That I know of.
Yeah.
Football does milk.
Hmm?
Or like football, they do milk. Football.
It's okay.
They do milk. They do, I remember at middle school, like after.
Oh, chocolate milk.
Popsicles.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
And then they have popsicles.
But
the popsicles
isn't it the.
Would be the sugar free, they still meet the nutrition.
Is it the high school cafeteria that does it? Are there snacks?
No, they do it in the field house.
The parents, who's, or the?
The kids can pay for milk.
Okay. Oh,
mm-hmm.
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Or pay for eating popsicles.
Wait, was that fall under fundraiser though?
No.
No.
It's just to pay for the food.
Food.
But I thought,
but I, mean,
I thought still, our food service department was going to do that this year.
Then they may be, I don't know.
They're going to give them like after school, like for football games?
No, they are doing a different like lunch.
But like after practices, they do the milk thing. They did before. I don't know if they changed it this year.
What kind of, what would you say?
I mean,
is
me,
it the booster
me,
club?
Milk is approved. I mean, so I still think
it
still meets the smart snack nutrition.
All snacks sold to students
mm-hmm.
during after school programs will meet the same nutrition standards as food sold during the school day.
I mean, I think it all still fits under that.
I would say, I don't know if we can, snack sold to children participating after school will meet USDA Smart Stack Nutrition Standards. Because
yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know who's doing, I would say one on that. Now, I know if food service is doing it for them,
mm-hmm.
and they mentioned that this year. Food not being used as a reward.
I don't think went away too. I remember that whenever they changed the parties, that whole thing kind of changed.
Yes, and I like that as they put the if it's in their IEP or something like that for
mm-hmm.
rewards.
Yeah.
Then I'd say we're a two on that. I can't imagine. Well, if you make an A, you get a cupcake.
Yeah.
I'd get an A for a cupcake.
Yeah, that might be a good, it might work. Uh-huh.
I'm trying to pay attention.
It just might work. Okay, addresses availability of free drinking water throughout the day. It's always available.
Always. Even put in bottle filler stations.
Okay, now we're going to PE. We have a written physical education curriculum.
Use the TEKS.
We follow our TEKS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that's a two.
Mm-hmm. I think one, second two, question. And three are all twos.
Yeah.
Okay. And two, all twos there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a two because we have, that's in our policy, the time, the amount of time. And middle school. And high school. And two for qualifications. Providing physical education training. That might be a one. Do we require training for our PE teachers? To receive annual professional development specific to physical education and physical activity. Do y'all know?
We don't require it, but
they
get
it.
Yeah.
But it's not required, probably. Their certification, they have to keep getting professional development. You
right.
Know, to have all that.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say it's required?
Well, the state requires it because of their certification.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And they have to submit that, don't they, or something? It's different. I don't have that certification anymore.
They have to have it in case they're audited, or when you go to renew your certificate, it asks.
Okay.
Yeah, you're continuing hours, yeah. But like, hackers going to the UT
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll go with two
yeah.
because it. That's statewide, so and it's district has to follow state. So, exemptions. That's a two. They can't exempt out. Of course, unless it's a, but even that we give them adaptive PE for students who can't do
that's
it.
Right.
Not this. Because of text.
We've had some students on 10.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, no one.
There are requirements. We don't encourage it, and it's pretty stiff requirements. Like if there, we had one that was an Olympic gymnast.
Yeah, they had a document.
Yeah.
And the trainer was PE certified
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so,
it's
yeah.
There are a lot of requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that junior.
It'd have to be a one because we're not, we don't
prohibit it completely.
Prevent it, yeah. Okay, we'll go with one on that. Do we address family, community engagement, and physical activity? Well, you know what?
The Education Foundation does the
yeah.
And we have the
and
Early Childhood does the
mm-hmm.
Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. Parents are supposed to come up.
So that would probably be a one then, because
yeah.
mm-hmm. two says all schools.
Mm-hmm.
Got to step my game up.
12. dresses before in school. We do that through before and after through sports, UIL, but not through intramurals. The interscholastic activities.
Yeah, I think it's a one because we don't.
Yeah, we just
opportunity before school.
Yeah, we don't require.
Elementary have to get there at 5:30.
Yeah, it's after.
We're already there at 7:15.
I remember those days. I'd go to work at for a couple of years. You know, drop them off at. Before school, mm-hmm. athletics.
Yeah,
early,
athletics
and then I go on to work.
Brooks would have been to school
mm-hmm.
and go 6:15.
Yeah.
He was the last kid out. He was tardy to art every morning because he couldn't get himself dressed in time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. It was very frustrating. Recess.
13's a two.
It's a two?
Yep. We provide at least 20 minutes daily. That's in our master schedule.
Okay.
Ours get 30.
Mm-hmm.
Physical activity breaks during school. Well, I don't think we do that.
No.
Some of our rotations happen in the morning, you know, like that physical break, but.
We don't require physical activity
I mean,
breaks.
They do brain breaks.
Not
know,
paid
yeah,
to 12.
Yeah, I was going to say brain
breaks.
We're dodging.
No.
Yeah, but it's not required.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to use the facilities, you have to, there's requirements, like they can't.
And I think they're even tweaking that process,
mm-hmm.
even right now.
But it's a two. Mm-hmm. Active transport for all paid through 12 students who live within walkable, bikeable distance.
We don't promote walking to school, dangerous in our traffic patterns.
I
mean, the way our schools are set up, it's just too dangerous.
I would say that's a zero.
Mm-hmm. I mean, middle school, they do have some, an intermediate, you know, that are able to walk, but that's the only neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
even walking or biking distance.
Yeah, nobody's going to walk to these schools over here.
Mm-hmm. That's right, really just that's the one neighborhood there.
Now, what did you say the CSPAP was?
The fiscal.
Is that the federal fiscal?
Comprehensive School Physical Activity Program.
Okay. I was looking at the, because that little sign is up there on PEPA 14. Okay. Next page. Staff is encouraged to model healthy eating and physical activity behaviors. Zero. Zero. Are you kidding me?
It's called survival.
How am I gonna get through the day without a couple of
encourage everybody to eat good
and a Sonic drink? Yeah.
Every curriculum meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs candy?
Gotta have it.
That comes into mental health later.
Address strategies to support employee wellness. We have several activities for opportunities for the mammogram, the used to do that big health fair screening type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we do the heart? Something with the heart, like they come out.
You can use the weight room if you want to.
There was something else that we provide.
Yeah, I remember that one time. As a staff, use a middle school and high school weight room, didn't you? Need to train them.
But they are available.
We talked about it one time.
They can have, they have free water. But it says, that's an example. Each school is required to develop a comprehensive school physical activity program for your staff.
No, I mean, there's been,
and those are just examples.
There's been times we've been, you know, done challenges and stuff like that, but we're not required to do those.
And I think with the SHAC committee, there's a few things that they do, you know, in the fall and spring, but I don't know that it'd be a two.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Just a one. Using physical activity as a reward.
I mean, they're encouraged to use physical activity as a reward. The example says they're prohibited. I wouldn't say we prohibit, but we do encourage the extra recess, and we do kickball.
Shooting basketballs.
Basketball
with
coach. Mm-hmm. With friends.
Yeah, we have those rewards as well.
Well, yeah, because Bodie got to race you. Y'all think that's a two?
Yeah, but because, I mean, it says staff is encouraged to use physical activity as a reward. It is. The example says prohibited, but that's just an example. I don't think it's...
Yeah,
or one when they're encouraged.
Yeah, one or two. What do you think? Here are the campus people.
Well, is that example of just a suggestion, or is that like...
Yeah, I mean, is it encouraged or is it suggested?
They both say encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you read, suggest that staff is encouraged or staff is encouraged.
I mean, we don't require y'all to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't require the teachers, but you know, we do encourage it. For attendance rewards, it's extra recess.
Oh, is it?
The classes can cash in for extra recess.
Oh, okay.
They can cash in, and like I said, shoot baskets, you know, shoot hoops with a coach and a friend.
Oh, then a two. You do a lot of extra. I'd say two, though.
We cash in for kickball tournaments.
Oh, I'm so glad you are here.
That would be fun. I need to bring that in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could do ping pong.
Well, we talked about doing disc golf, and I still want to figure out how to do disc golf.
We did a disc golf course on our, right there.
I still
want to
figure out
how to
do
what?
The disc golf.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, it would have been, the way it's set up during the school day, you know, you could have activities where there's a course for the entire district.
Mm-hmm. We need a walking path, like a park.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
with,
different
with
stations.
With mile markers and...
Different stations along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could do that with Title
yeah.
4.
I wish
too.
We could do more disc golf. My son really loves disc golf.
Do what?
My son loves disc golf. He plays a lot at home. I wish...
We can do that with Title 4 money.
And then you try to hit... It's like a frisbee-like thing when you try to hit a
metal
basket.
I mean, the amount of time that you're walking, I mean, it's just physical. It is physical exercise. But if you want to incorporate math or your math classes to build one on paper, draw it out, get the dimensions, use their formulas.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Mrs. Heath about that a long time ago. We never got it going.
That's
going to
be all over.
I'm going to write myself a note under Title 4, disc golf.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing you were talking about?
The garden.
Okay. The garden.
Even ultimate frisbee.
Yeah. We just, the only place that plays is the fields.
I mean, y'all might, I don't know what they, with all the buildings coming up, like a concrete between your two
we
campuses.
We don't have between our two campuses if we get a course.
That would be so cool.
It'd be cool.
But I don't know how, y'all would have to come up with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know
even
how to
just
play
a standalone thing.
Yep.
You know, just, you even, not even a course, just the.
And make it to where we can move it
mm-hmm.
and adjust it
mm-hmm.
if we needed to as well.
Physical activity not being used as a punishment.
Say it again.
Yeah, you can't use physical activity as a punishment.
Well, part of that is the structural activity that goes with PE, but ours do laps.
But they don't run.
No. It's kind
they
of
they just
like,
have to walk.
Instead of sitting out for any amount of time.
It's walking.
Mm-hmm. And the max is really like two.
I'd say that's why we talked about that with teachers
mm-hmm.
telling them at recess they have to walk laps.
Mm-hmm.
They really shouldn't. We could get in trouble for that. So a one, because it does need to be discouraged.
One of these?
Addresses physical activity not being withheld as a punishment.
That's all we got Miss Lunch and Miss Recess. We don't have any other consequences.
Yeah, well, I know we
it's
talked
so
about
hard
that.
To,
well,
you know,
we have recess detention.
Yeah, I mean that's
or
what
lunch detention.
That and those are really the only consequences we have. It's
well, I think we one. I mean, as long as that's not our first
mm-hmm.
route,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we have a process, but that the teacher that every time it's not a,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I, either way, because I've heard some teachers in lunch, y'all not walk. And I'm like, stop that.
Yeah.
You know, they're in lunch
yeah.
anyway.
And ours are, if they're losing a recess, they should be in the office. So it's not like, you know, kids shouldn't be, it's not for teachers just to give out to miss recess. If they're missing a recess, it's because they've been in the office.
Correct.
We've talked about it. It's been, that's their detention, you
yeah.
know, time.
Yeah, they're neat. Okay. So we don't prohibit, but we do encourage them to find alternative
mm-hmm.
routes. Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. We just don't have any other, you know, you don't miss class time. You don't.
Well, and some of them, if it's recess when you get in trouble,
mm-hmm.
a natural consequence.
Well,
that's
for
go.
Physical
yeah.
things. You know, you've pitched somebody, Well,
yeah.
we got to sit
two
out
times
so
in
we
a
can,
row, you
yeah.
can do this
so we can
right.
focus on, rethink about how we're going to behave when we get out there next time.
Yep.
You know.
Mark specifies marketing to promote healthy food and beverage choices. Well, that's a zero.
As of right now.
So they, did you do something with that? With taste testing? Or am I just totally dreaming that? Did you do
well,
you
I mean,
something before?
But that was just me.
That was just you doing it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And but, so, I mean, some of this should get better. I mean,
mm-hmm.
then she should be starting taste testing at all schools. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
not just
I forgot
you
are going to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
And signage, I mean, now... There's signage, and I know if we want signage to get where the kids actually see it, even the ones that don't,
they've
I can
gotten more. They should be.
That.
They have some big, like thick.
But are they going to put it out
uh-huh.
there?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're going to hang them up. I mean, they're cute. They're big. Like I don't know what it is.
What is this?
There's an apple. There's a. It's the cafeteria got it through the company.
Okay.
They're kind of big poster type things and shaped like cutouts.
So, do you require that of them?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's required.
It's not required.
But it sounds like they do some of it.
They do.
A one?
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to, I mean, they it's not, but I know she's doing taste tests, which I think is really cool throughout the whole year
mm-hmm.
once she gets started.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that is part of requirements for her.
It is.
Okay, so let's just go with a two. Bye. back to smart snacks. This is a federal requirement, so y'all read through it real quick. She said two, and I see that now. After you can kind of skip down to the bottom and see. Okay, M8, WBM8. Scoreboards, sports equipment.
Is that one? Because I mean, we have concession stand signs that stay posted during the school day. They're not for sale, but
let's say Powerade or Snickers.
Or the vending machine says, enjoy a Coke.
Okay. Thank you. So we cannot do this for that one.
Sure.
We're going through pretty quick though. Keep going. WPM9. That one doesn't even make sense to me.
I don't know that any of them does.
Yeah.
I don't know that we even have to work on it to.
That's a zero. Mm-hmm. That's not even anything we address or have.
Mm-mm. It's not an issue.
Or need to.
There's your exterior vending machines on 10.
About one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
We don't really have any ads.
We don't,
I mean,
I don't know any, like, where we advertise. Do y'all know of any?
Well, I mean, I've had people, companies are paying me to throw out commercials during announcements, so.
You get paid for sponsorship. Yeah. Actually, a good idea.
Kidding.
No, it's not a two for sure.
I mean, I'd say it's up there.
Yeah.
It's just common sense.
Lettuce and tomatoes.
Sunrisers.
Okay.
We do have cookie dough. Are they still doing that at BBC? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I think they will.
Band. And, you know, all of those, all fundraisers have to be approved by the superintendent. Like, you have to send them up.
I just thought about this. What about the program that we pay for football and track, where it's like music, but then there's like Isn't there ads on that? Am I wrong? You know what I'm talking about?
The music while they're practicing?
Well, it'll be even during, like, I'm thinking of track meets where we have music and then they'll stop and.
At the radio going on.
Yeah.
Game time radio.
I don't know if there's ads on that. I just thought.
I would think it would have to meet
the requirement.
Mm-hmm. If they're selling it, if that's something that we purchase.
Okay.
And
I don't think
they I would think the company would create the product for school for the school.
Got it. Okay.
I've not heard it, so I don't know. But I would say a one on that.
Okay.
When it says principal's discretion, but all fundraisers come through y'all and they go through him.
Mm-hmm.
They better not stop selling things though.
Yeah.
Do we establish an ongoing district wellness committee? That's our shack. Is that shack? Yep, that's a two. There's another federal one. Stakeholders. That's a two.
That's a shack too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a two. All of those are required. That's a two. That's a two. In fact, I need to get on my wellness policy and get it posted.
That's what we're doing right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a two. Triennial assessment results will be made available to the public.
Would that be our...
Yeah, it will because I have to have that uploaded today.
Okay, so that's a two.
So it'll be there.
Okay.
That's not the fitness gram. Is it talking about the fitness gram?
That's this.
What we're doing right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And yours, that you would do that one as well. Updating policy based on results of the triennial assessment. Do we have a ongoing building level wellness committee? Do y'all have a school health team? School health advisory.
Yeah,
curriculum.
Did I not mention?
No, I mean, you know, our leadership team and whatever's in our campus plan, but I wouldn't call it a specific.
Okay, we skipped a few. This is, did you get down that third page? SM3? Example.
Well, we're not cashless, so that's an example, though.
Well, I do know that.
I do know we're getting different screens at some point to where, you know, like if I'm sitting here putting in a kid and somebody walks up, they can't even see nothing. It's blank.
Mm-hmm.
So I know those type of screens are in the works. But we don't currently have that, but we do try to keep them from being like directly behind us so that they can't see. We don't discuss anything that comes up over here money-wise.
Mm-hmm. So when you go through, you don't know if the kids don't know if parents have put money on the account free or reduced, or if they're paying cash.
They put in there.
And free and reduced is very confidential. Like nobody sees that.
Right, and plus we offered it now online. So which even, where they can fill out that stuff even more confidently.
The form already been turned in.
That's a two. Okay. Keep going. Oh, down at the bottom.
Five.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's a two. Clear procedures per permit. Yep. Mm-hmm. And strategies to increase participation in school meal programs. That's a two.
Yeah.
Okay. next page, SM 10. This is definitely your... Can y'all do anything with local foods?
Yes.
So is it...
I'm going to say one for now.
Okay. Now, NS1. Oh, we already did that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go through. Okay. Maybe answer that. Yeah, I think we've answered them all. That's pretty painless. I think we follow the rules pretty well.
Yeah, we do a good job.
I mean, as a principal, if I didn't, I got told on. And I'd get a call from Tanya. Like, who's telling? You know, and usually, sometimes we didn't, like, kids would bring in a pizza and look out there, and everybody's eating the pizza. No, you can't do that. You can only bring food for your child.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to get pretty strict with that.
Yeah. Even when we had parents providing meals, or the moms, so the football moms would, you know, would provide meals for the away games.
And it had to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Very healthy snacks.
She met with me a couple
sure.
times.
Yeah.
So I was pushing the limits.
Okay. Well, that was our only discussion item for today's SHAC meeting. So it is 10:40. We will dismiss, and thank you everybody for coming.